Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 5th. Looks like we're going to open up the grains here a little bit higher. March corn up 2.5 cents, overnight at 648 and 3 quarters. March wheat up 3.5 cents at 764 and a half, and Jan beans up 8 cents at 1446 and a half. We did have a small export sale this morning, 130,000 metric tons of beans to China. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to what it should be. Now, we were higher overnight as China eases its zero COVID policy. they want to get the protesters out of the streets. I don't think this is really going to do it, but I think it's going to open up the door to massive COVID inspections around China. I don't think we'll know about it for quite some time. The Chinese will do a good job of hiding new infections, so we really won't know the ramifications. But, you know, ultimately, I don't think it's really good. The Chinese stock market was up sharply here this morning. The Dow Jones is down about 220 points. But the dollar is steady. The other factor, crude oil is up $2 a barrel. News that OPEC doesn't seem to be willing to change much out here. Overall, we've got better rains in Argentina this week. It looks like La Nina is starting to fade. We've got very good weather in Brazil, expecting huge crops there. Looking forward to the week, we've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We're done with the crop progress reports, I think, for the year now. On Friday, we will get crop production and supply and demand from the USDA. I don't think it's going to be a big shock one way or the other. Except I would think that they would decrease exports on corn, wheat, and beans, and maybe leaving us with a little bit of a bearish report there. But I think the eyes of the world are going to be upon China and see how all this works out with them lifting these COVID policies. The weather in Brazil and Argentina is front and center, but that looks pretty good. So, I think the big thing out here, we'd like to see some rains. In our western plains, we're still dry. You know, the whole country seems to be getting rains except for western Kansas. But in the meantime, without the exports, the market continues to drift lower. So, you know, for the week out here, we're starting to get into the holiday markets, lower volume, people going on vacations probably by the end of this week. So, you know, I just don't see anything particularly positive out here. A little bit of a dead cat bounce because of the zero COVID. Maybe the funds want to defend their positions. The funds are, in my opinion, when you look at the charts, they're way too long. 176,000 contracts of corn, 91,000 contracts of beans, 82,000 meal, 93,000 oil. You've got the funds short, 65,000 contracts of wheat. I would think they would want to start, you know, selling some corn and buying some wheat, but we really haven't seen that. Anyway, that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.